From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia agree to avoid mishap during airstrikes over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday announced they agreed to a memorandum of understanding providing air safety guidance designed to avoid miscalculation while carrying out separate air operations over Syria. But Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook insists it does not indicate any cooperation with Moscow's policy in Syria.
The MOU does not establish zones of cooperation, intelligence sharing, or any sharing of target information in Syria. The discussions through which this MOU was developed do not constitute U.S. cooperation or support for Russia's policy or actions in Syria. In fact, far from it, we continue to believe that Russia's strategy in Syria is counterproductive and their support for the Assad regime will only make Syria's civil war worse.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday Russian airstrikes killed at least 45 people Monday in Latakia province. At least four people killed Tuesday in the capital of Republic of Congo after security forces opened fire on protesters opposed to a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his rule. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest violence.
We strongly encourage opposing sides to come together in dialogue to defuse the situation and to seek true consensus on a way to move forward without further bloodshed. As before, we believe peaceful, free, and transparent transfers of power, respecting existing term limits, are essential to democratic development and long-term stability. We call on President Sassou to postpone the referendum, to defuse the current situation, and allow for dialogue and discussion.
On Sunday, Congolese are to vote on proposed constitutional reforms to abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned against any misuse of force during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories in his bid to try to calm nearly 3 weeks of unrest that has killed at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians.
These are difficult times for Israelis and Palestinians. I'm here in the hope that we can work together to end the violence, ease the tensions, and begin to restore a long-term political horizon of peace. I deplore the random attacks against the civilians. Such terror attacks make every place unsafe and every person, regardless of gender or age, a potential victim.
The UN chief met with Israeli officials Tuesday, plans to meet Palestinian leaders Wednesday, warned of the danger of allowing an escalation into, quote, a religious conflict with potential regional implications. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces and Shia militia regained full control of the key Beji oil refinery town north of Baghdad from Islamic State militants after more than a year of fighting. A U.S. spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control, driving pockets of IS fighters from the area. Meanwhile, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met with the head of Iraq's Kurdistan region in Erbil as part of a trip aimed at assessing the fight against IS militants and Russia's air campaign in Syria. The lawyer for the family of Reva Steenkamp, Tanya Cohen, says the release of Paralympian Oscar Pistorius from a South African prison to house arrest Monday following his conviction last year in the shooting death of their daughter makes little difference to them.
It doesn't matter to them. They knew he was going to be released. Whether it was a few hours earlier or a few hours later doesn't change anything in their lives because ultimately Reva is still not coming back. So it doesn't matter to them.
Pistorius, convicted of culpable homicide, sentenced to 5 years in prison in the death of Steenkamp's girlfriend, mistaking her for a nighttime intruder. Prosecutors have appealed to have the conviction upgraded to murder, a hearing on that scheduled next month. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday, forcing that country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. Slovenian authorities say at least 4,000 migrants, including infants and young children, arrived Tuesday from Croatia, in addition to some 8,000 others who arrived on Monday. The country's appealed for help from the European Union to cope with the stream of migrants and refugees. A Zimbabwean court Tuesday refused a hunter's request to drop charges against him for failing to stop the controversial killing of a rare black maned lion in July by an American dentist. Theo Bronkhorst has denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe dropped its effort to have Walter Palmer of the U.S. extradited, saying his hunting papers were in order. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.